time now, though, check in with our good friend Hank Goldberg. The Hammer has been having conversations all season long, looking back at the 1972 season 40 years ago. And 40 years ago this week was the Super Bowl, Super Bowl VII, between the Dolphins and the Washington Redskins. And so Hank talked with the only guy that would make any sense to talk to, the MVP of the game, safety Jake Scott, who had two interceptions in the game and who talked with the Hammer about holding Washington's offense scoreless in the Super Bowl victory.
What really happened was Coach Arnsberger isolated the field. He didn't think Washington could beat us on sweeps or beat us throwing the ball to the out. So he really, he made them try to play the game outside, but we defensed them on the inside. Our linebackers didn't buzz out to the corners. They stayed on the hash mark, and we tried to clog up the middle of the field. And Washington, they never adapted to what our defense was doing. That was courtesy of Coach Arnsberger. The first thing he said first day back after the playoff game with beat Pittsburgh, but he says, "I want you guys to forget everything I've ever taught you." And we said, "What you talking about, Coach?" And it was because he changed all our assignments, essentially, in our positioning for that game, just to take away what Washington did best and to make them adapt to do something they didn't like to do.
Really interesting stuff with Jake Scotthammer. I never heard that before. They basically threw out the defensive playbook, it sounds like.
You know, I never heard that before either. Jake, you know, Jake should be in Canton. He was a heck of a player, not only as a safety, but he ran back kicks. And after he left here, he went to Washington, and he played for George Allen, you know, two of the great defensive coaches in history. And George Allen loved Jake. And I think his first year, you pointed this out, or Cope did, that he had seven interceptions his first year with the Redskins.
Wow, absolutely. All right, so it was 40 years ago this week that the Dolphins and the Redskins are getting ready to play the seventh Super Bowl at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Take us through Super Bowl week then as compared to Super Bowl week now, the run-up to the game.
Well, there were 2 weeks off, and the Dolphins got a lot of their work done here, and then they went out to Los Angeles. And I remember that the Redskins were really uptight before the game, and they were favored in the game, which was incredible. The Dolphins just couldn't get any respect. They were just a slight favorite, the Redskins were. But the day before the game, George Allen took the team out, or he went out with the coaches to examine the position of the sun in the Coliseum at kickoff time. Now, he was an assistant with the Rams before he went to the head coach of Washington. But, you know, he was looking at every little detail. He should have known the position of the sun, and who cared anyway? But he had that team tighter than a drum. And, of course, Shula had the Dolphins totally ready. And then for Arnsberger to change the defense the week before the biggest game of their lives was incredible. But that team not only was skilled on defense, but they were all so smart, and they were able to respond to whatever Arnsberger wanted from them.
You know, Hammer, that team was so smart, and it was magical, the season that they had. And it's all about matchups. And when we turn 40 years later and we come back and we look at who's trying to get a ring on their finger this year, you look at the matchups that are the eight teams that are left. What game intrigues you the most because of the matchups that are there?
Well, San Francisco and Green Bay, to me, is the matchup that could decide who's going to go all the way. You've got two great coaches involved, and you know this is a rematch of a game that was played early in the season, and San Francisco's got a different quarterback from who played in the first week, and Green Bay's made some changes as well, just from injuries. But Green Bay, with Rodgers going in there, he's been sacked 51 times this year. Dom Capers, one of their great defensive coaches. We'll see what he has for Kaepernick. That's a matchup that really intrigues me. And San Francisco, I think, has an edge, you know, for the home field. On the other hand, and San Francisco's defense is playing so well right now that I think they're going to put pressure on Rodgers. And Rodgers has not performed all that well under pressure this year. So that's a game that really intrigues me.
Also, Hank, in the NFC, you've got Seattle traveling back over to the East Coast. They're playing in Atlanta. Atlanta's been sitting at home. They've done this before, and they've had some problems. But this time, also, Seattle's making that second trip to the East Coast. What do you think about that game? I know Seattle's pretty much playing with house money, but what do you think about that game, Hank?
You know, I'm a little surprised that Seattle didn't plan on staying on the East Coast for the week rather than traveling back and forth, which is really putting a little bit of an ordeal on them. I think Seattle has the edge in the running game with Lynch, who's run for almost 1,600 yards this year. Their defense ranks number one in the league right now. And everybody talks about Atlanta and how Ryan hasn't won a playoff game. But their three playoff losses, two of them were on the road. And the one that they lost was to Green Bay. And you wonder how far Wilson can go. And I think that Mike Nolan's done a tremendous job with this Atlanta defense. And the matchup there is how well all those receivers for Atlanta is going to do against that great Seattle secondary. And I have a feeling that Atlanta is going to beat them.
Interesting. It's definitely one of those tough games, and everybody seems ready to flip a coin to try and figure out who they like in that one. So we've hit the NFC. Let me ask you a question about the AFC games this week in the following way. Do you expect New England and Denver to be playing for a trip to the Super Bowl next week?
Yeah, I expect New England to win. And New England is plus 25 in turnovers, and that could be the difference in the game. But Houston's plus 12. As bad as Houston looked last week, they were still able to run the ball. And if they can run the ball against New England, they could keep it close. And I think they can get some pressure on Brady. But Brady's been so good. 24 touchdowns, 5 interceptions in his last 10 games. And Schaub has just not looked good lately. He's only had 2 touchdowns in his last 5 games. But nonetheless, it wouldn't surprise me if Houston stayed with him.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It's just hard to imagine the Texans getting rocked twice, against the Patriots in one season. Although, as you said, Schaub has really been struggling, and Brady is what Brady is. Hank Goldberg of ESPN, always great catching up with you, Hank. The best thing, by the way, about these defining moments interviews you've done all season long about the 72 team, it seems every week I hear a story I never heard before, and you didn't think that was possible with all the NFL film stuff we've seen over the years and all the great stories that have been told from that perfect season 40 years ago. But this week, Jake Scott saying they threw the defensive game plan out, for the Super Bowl and did something completely different against Washington in that game. Never heard it before. Great job by you getting so many of these stories out.
I've learned something with every one of them too, and I was there at the time. So what a lousy reporter I was.
Great stuff. Hank, always appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Okay,
enjoy the games.
Happy New Year. Not New Year, excuse me. Happy New Year to all you guys. I thought I was talking to Rex the coach there for a second.
Thanks, Hammer.
You too, Hammer. All the best. Talk to you later.